Good morning. I'm Steve Gilbert, along with Vanessa Holmes-Bell. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you for listening today, as we hope you will be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little or maybe a lot about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can ask in and any question you have related to heating, cooling in your home or business, even curling questions if you like. You can call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Those numbers are very important, as it's Vanessa Holmes-Bell against the listeners today.
Is it? Good morning. I don't know if this is fair. I don't know.
It's never fair. And guessing the music theme each week. So, and if you're a caller and you know it, please call one of those numbers and call in, beat Vanessa before she can figure out what's going on. Oh, and we will give you a free tune-up.
Will we?
Yeah.
I think somebody will win today.
Do you?
I'm not a musicy.
Okay. Just to let you know, we are a two-time Consumer Choice Award winner in the category of heating and air conditioning contractor.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We have 806 people following us on Facebook. That's one up from last week. Looking to improve that. Some sad news. The $4,500 clean home initiative from Enbridge is now over.
So, sorry,
Londoners, if you didn't get an opportunity to get in on that, I'm sorry. That program is now ended, as well as the Greener Home program. So we'll just have to wait and see what
There'll
else,
be something,
if anything
I'm
else
sure.
happens. Yeah. Peter, on the other hand, is not.
Where is he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's not here.
Where is he?
Yeah.
Oh, Peter.
So Peter is at curling. He's at the St. Thomas Curling Club, where they are the King Home Mixed Doubles Ontario Championship, presented by Peter Inch & Associates. Come out and watch. So it's in St. Thomas on Parkside Drive. You can go there. You can watch. You can just walk in the door and watch a game.
Yeah, there's bleachers, I heard.
Yeah, bleachers.
And then if you miss that, we can have people show up on Tuesday for the match against.
What match? Oh, yeah, that match.
Gilbert against Inch.
Yeah, he's leaving the bleachers up. So last week, picks for the Daytona 500. When Peter and I were competing against each other, he picked Bubba Wallace, and he finished fifth. I picked Denny Hamlin, and I finished 19th. So he won. Yes.
So what do you owe him?
I don't know.
Nothing. You didn't bet? Bring him a Starbucks, see if that works.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Right?
I have a story for you about Starbucks. Can
Please.
I tell you about
sure.
it now? So, you know, I'm going on vacation soon, and this morning I was asking Phil if he could go get some cups that close so that, you know, we can have them while we're on vacation, but more importantly, when I'm at the airport so I can get my Starbucks coffee, and I slipped that in, and his eyes went big, and he said, "Did you just say you're getting Starbucks coffee when we're on our trip?" I'm like, yes,
yeah.
We're on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Is this something you would... Well, you do this all the time.
All the time, yes.
But
it's no surprise to me.
It was very funny. The eyes just went, "Start? What? Pardon?"
I can guarantee you when you get into the Toronto airport and you go down the escalator after you've passed through the security, you'll see a Starbucks right there at the bottom.
Yes. Yes. See? Yes. I need my cups, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah. And if he's smart, Starbucks only tastes best in a Starbucks cup.
Oh, shoot. Abort, abort. We'll just get them at the airport.
That's right. If you want that full enhanced flavor by Starbucks, make sure you put it in the Starbucks cup. That brought to you by Peter Inch & Associates, Steve Gilbert.
Amazing. I love this so much. Peter right now is cringing.
He is cringing. Now, he had another couple of picks because the Scotties is on this week, and that's the Women's Canadian Championships. And I had picked Rachel Holman to win, and he had picked Carrie Anderson. So that's not over yet. That's
How long
still
does that
on.
Go?
It should be over this weekend.
I watched that all last weekend.
Yeah.
Good games.
And you were referring to the major curling game, as he's got it written here.
Oh, the major curling
game. February 27th, 6:30 p.m., major curling game. Team Inch, look how he puts himself first, versus Team Walker / Gilbert, and that's at the St. Thomas Curling Club. Tuesday, February 27th at 6:30, you two can come to that and view as well if you want to see a thrashing on the ice.
Nice. Yes. Get all the announcements out right out of the gate.
Right? Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So those phone numbers, again, for those people who want to challenge Vanessa today are 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And if you have any questions for us, right?
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah. I like your Starbucks story.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh. Snuck it in.
It's good. And it is very unfortunate that that the rebates have gone now. So
it is very unfortunate. They did very well and helped a lot of people, but there'll be something else.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time, and now they're gone. So,
but you know what? As we said, we kept telling people they'll just quickly go, and
they did.
It was that quick.
Yes.
It was like 1 minute you could register people, and the next minute a bar that says nope.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but keep that in mind. Keep posted to see what's going on. You can also, you know, if you feel that you can still, I mean, there's lobbying going on with the government about heat pumps and programs and that kind of stuff. So if you're really want this to move ahead, you can just write your local MPP and or your local MP and just ask them to take note of this, right?
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well.
Are you excited about your upcoming vacation?
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
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 I am.
Are you? I have a question.
Okay.
Who's answering the phone when you're not there?
Oh, who's answering the phone? Mr. Stephen Gilbert.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
What was our
yes.
conversation yesterday? People call and they say, can I speak with Vanessa?
That's right. And when I answer the phone, hi, Steve speaking, is Vanessa there? No, I'm sorry. Vanessa's not there. It's Steve. Oh, well, when will Vanessa be back?
It's so good.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to talk to me. I apologize. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry for the, yes.
You'll do a great job, Steve.
We'll see.
You'll fill those shoes well.
We'll see. We'll see.
I cannot be a salesperson, but you can come on into the office and
yeah, hopefully I sold some cups from Starbucks today.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Starbucks should give you royalties.
I mean, the stores I go to, they're very kind to me. So
are they
yes,
good?
Yes. I tend to to go to just a few stores just and I get to know people and just to build relationships, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the business we're in.
Yeah, it is. So we're probably going to take a quick break because Peter wants me to be on time with my breaks. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. The phone lines are open, so you can call in and ask questions or give us an answer to the theme before Vanessa. And they are at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255, right?
Yeah, I'm calling a friend.
No, you can't. No. There's no calling friends. I mean, sometimes people do text me. The catch
they?
When I'm really stumped, yes.
Oh, but I'm trying to even think of what that song is. I can, like, hum it, but
oh, I know that song immediately.
What is it, Steve?
I can't tell you that.
Why?
I can tell you later. I can tell you later. So, just a question. Who's looking after your fur babies when you're gone?
Oh, boo. It makes me sad to leave them. My mother is going to look after the girls, so the two little ones, which is so lovely. Thank you, Mom. And then, she has DOG2, the boxer, until about midweek. And then our nieces, Laura and Kara, are going to take DOG off her hands for a bit and give her a little reprieve.
A little rest, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, that's
yes,
good.
But thank you, everyone.
They have to go someplace, right?
They do.
Yes. Yeah. And we've got my daughter's puppy just got really sick, so she's at the Guelph College getting treatment. So
I'm so good. I'm happy you mentioned it because I was going to mention something.
Yeah.
I really think we should send some love out to Lexi. And,
yes.
Just
and Dutton.
And Dutton, that little puppy with those biggest blue
Dutton.
Eyes.
Yes, oh. Right? Yeah, crazy.
Sending healing vibes.
Yeah. So am I asking questions? Are you asking questions?
I'm asking questions.
All right. So ask away, girl.
Let's go back to the phone. Well, the first one was about who answers the phone after hours. So once the office closes at 5, who answers the telly?
So it's good. So we have people who are on call, and and those people who are on calls, mostly it's between you and Peter. So you and Peter do most of the, well, 99.9% of all phone answering after hours.
Yeah.
And then if you guys are off, obviously, then one of us steps up. And we're just trying to figure out how to do that better, just to give you guys a break, too, on the weekends. The salesperson on call, the tech on call should be responsible for answering that phone call as well. So, you know, we're learning as we go and trying to do things better. But your call will always be answered.
It will.
By one of the associates who are on call.
Yeah, we're in business for you. Like, our customers are number one, right?
So absolutely.
We want that phone answered, and we're doing our best. It's getting busier, which is great.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty early morning calls sometimes, and
yeah,
it just depends on the weather, but it's good.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, do I have a call?
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Uh-oh, here we go.
Save me.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Steve and Vanessa.
Hello. You made the songs hard.
Did you? Good did you morning. Guess it?
She did not guess
no.
it. She can sing it in her head, but she just can't seem to know who it is.
And what was the first song?
You know that I would.
That, you know, it was Walking on Sunshine.
Walking
Katrina
on
the
Sunshine.
Waves, yes.
I could hum it.
How are things in St. Thomas?
They're going good. Just thought I'd give you an update on Team Peter Inch and Associates.
Okay.
So we have McDonald and Neil is up 5-3.
Nice. In what end?
And Marco, they're in the seventh end.
Okay. Good.
And Marco and Tuck are down, or no, are up. This is a big score. I got to figure this out. 9.
Use your fingers.
9-4. Okay. So that's good.
Playing the seventh.
Excellent. So our two teams are winning so far. Good.
Congratulations, right. Team Inch.
Yeah.
Having a good morning.
Yeah,
good. Did you hit the cue right?
I did. I hit the cue at actually I had 10 seconds to spare.
Well, there. So the whole team, all three teams are doing good.
Yay.
Yeah, and I got to make sure at 9:29 I, you know, and Juan's been really good. He's holding my hand through this whole process.
Juan's the best.
He is
Juan
the best.
Juan is the best.
Yeah. Here he comes.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Aww.
So you're there for the day, and you're there all day tomorrow, too, right?
Yeah, and they missed great entertainment last night, but if you want to come out to Curling Club tonight at 7 o'clock, Jeff Butler will be the entertainment tonight playing.
And Jeff is my cousin.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That Jay Allen last night, he was great. It was a great, great night. Yeah.
Yep, even one of the teams got up and was singing last night with them.
Oh, so, cool.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Everybody was having a good time.
And so you got home nice and early, right?
Yeah, I was home by midnight, I think it was.
Oh, so you're going to come back to work Monday well-rested. Wonderful.
Yep. You're not there. Maybe I could call and get your flight canceled.
There we go. That's love. That's love.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. We've told people to head to St. Thomas to watch some curling today, and yeah, and hopefully we'll just keep on cheering on our teams.
Nice chatting. Hey, what's the
theme?
And
we'll see everybody Tuesday.
Yeah.
6:30. Inch versus Gilbert.
Yeah, 6:30 p.m. Inch versus Gilbert. Yes, St. Thomas.
Or Gilbert versus Inch. I don't know. Hey, Peter, what's the theme for the songs?
Will be on top.
No hints, Vanessa. Sorry. No hints.
Sorry, you're breaking up. I'm going to have to go.
Bye.
Thanks for calling
see
in.
Later,
all right.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
good.
Was nice.
Do we have time for another question? I have a new one.
You have a new question.
Ooh.
Okay.
My dad is listening.
Uh-oh.
He would like to know, is a tankless water heater better than a conventional water heater?
So, it's a great question. What's your dad's first name?
Richard.
Richard. So, thank you for the question, Richard. They both do the same thing. They heat water.
They give you water.
Yep, they give you hot water. One is a storage vessel. So when you have a tank, you've got 40 or 50 or 60 gallons of hot water sitting there for your use. And that's what North America has been known for. And then when people come from anywhere else in the world, they come here and they think we're a bit crazy because why do you keep so much water hot in a tank? Because all they do is heat water as they need it. So That's where tankless wins. I mean, you're only paying for the water you use. You're not heating a tank and keeping it hot 24/7. So some of them do have a little bit of, sometimes they waste a little water as you're waiting for it to get hot, but they've got that figured out as well with recirculation systems. So I've had a tankless for 8 years. I'll never go back to a storage system. I just like heating water as I use it because with Lexi and I in the house, we only use about 30 minutes of hot water a day, so I'm only paying for an hour of hot water where...
Oh, that's great.
Where someone else...
We have a tank.
It's keeping it hot all day long.
And sometimes it comes on and we're like, did you turn on the water?
Yeah, nope. Just the tank has cooled off and it reheats again.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, when that tank finally ruptures, it's not a very good thing.
Now, shush.
And your insurance company, they'll pay that claim once, but they won't pay it twice. So just keep that in mind. Yeah. That's
good.
A great question.
So there
Thank you,
go.
Richard.
Tankless is the way to go.
Tankless. Well, that's just my
your
humble
opinion.
Opinion. Yes. Just my opinion. Yeah.
Steve Gilbert's opinion. Not the opinion of the advertisers or the show. Right, Juan? Right.
That's it.
Wow. Right? Nice. Nice. Nice.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think? Yeah. So, we were here bright and early. You were here earlier than I was. You called me to say, are you coming? Because, 8:30, I was, anyway.
You were on time.
I was on time.
No worries.
But the interesting thing was your husband, who I thought, Phil, who was going to come up and, maybe join us on air, he left like a bandit.
Yeah.
So where is he going?
He had to go get a haircut.
Oh.
And get the coffee mugs, but not anymore. Abort. Don't get them.
So he went to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to get all spruced
get
up.
All spruced up.
Wow. Yep. Okay. And that's good. So Phil's gone to get a haircut. He's going to come back and look like a brand new man. You guys are going to go and board an airplane. And where are you going, by the way?
Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes. Where are you going?
I'm headed to St. Martin. Because of work.
That's
nice.
It's
a lovely trip. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all my partners for picking my name out of a hat.
Yeah.
It's a trip from one of our suppliers. It's very lovely, and I can't wait. And
nice.
I'll represent the company well and leave you all behind to answer the phone. It's going to be nice weather this week. You're going to be good.
Yes. No, it's good. I'm happy you're going.
Thank you.
A well-deserved break that you're going to get. So you
it's
and Phil both enjoy it, right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you want me to ask you another question?
We'll see. You can ask a question. I'll just see if I've got time to answer it.
Should I book my air conditioning? Oh, my gosh, I can't speak. Should I book my air conditioner tune-up now?
Absolutely.
It's going to be plus temperatures this
week. Yeah, this week is going to go up in temperature. I mean, we really haven't had a winter. It's been cold and then warm, then cold and warm. But in March, anything can happen in March. But, I mean, we book up very quickly. So if you want to reserve a spot, please call us because we just want to make sure that you're looked after. There are proactive people and reactive people. There are a lot of reactive people in this city. And when it turns hot and you go to turn your air conditioner on and it doesn't blow cold air, you're on the phone. And we just want to alleviate that from happening. Like my friend Juan here on air, Juan's like Peter. He likes it cold. How cold do you like it, Juan?
Very cold.
Yeah?
Normally my house is like 16.
Yeah.
That's cold, Juan.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I have to fight with my wife with that, so I have my personal AC.
He's got his personal space that he keeps it frigid, yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so he and Peter could be stranded on an island someplace together and be very happy.
Peter teased me he's going to put the air
on
while
AC,
I'm away.
Then yes.
Yeah. Well, look at that. I'm not going to miss my cue. You're listening to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. The phone lines are open, so you can call and ask any questions you have related to heating, cooling in your home or business. And also, if you happen to know the theme of what Peter has tried to figure out with his music. Now, that was a but the phone lines are, hang on, 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. So you know that song, right?
Good Vibration.
By?
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know who sung that?
I'm
Your
I'm
brain
so
is
lame.
Much, girl.
I'm so lame.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller. Yeah. I'll just wait till Juan gives me the okay to pick up the phone. But yeah,
oh,
pressure's on.
Somebody's going to beat me. Yeah.
Hey, David, how are you?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Good to have Vanessa on.
Hi, David. Yeah. Thank you.
So how about Winter Vacation?
Oh, that's close, but no. But thank you. Good
vacation.
It's a very good attempt, and I appreciate the call.
Okay. Good luck to the next caller.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Oh, see?
So it's not Vacation, eh? That's
not,
what my husband
winter,
said to me.
Not Winter.
Beach Boys.
Oh, but it is. That was the Beach Boys. Yeah. Wow.
No.
Okay.
Well,
so,
David.
Keep on working.
We both got a big
Now, speaking of... Oh.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day. Live.
I want to know how come I can hear you there and hear you
and here.
Here.
Times two. Oh, gosh. God help us.
All right.
Live today. This is awesome. So my reminder is when you are thinking about renovating, you should also consider your HVAC system in the process. Things like how comfortable are your rooms? Are there any hot or cold spots that may not be due to a problem with the insulation or a window? And is the temperature balanced between the upstairs and downstairs? You can call us today for a consultation with one of our comfort advisors who can help you navigate your home comfort.
Awesome.
How's that?
That's very good.
Want to go out and help people with the renovations?
Sure. Yeah.
Make them feel more comfortable?
I always give people advice on that kind of stuff. Yes.
I love it. It's
yeah.
so good, eh? You know who I got that from?
Who?
Mike Holmes.
Oh, no, there's going to be a heart
Mike
palpitation
Holmes.
Going
I know.
On in the room.
Phil knows my love for Mike Holmes.
Okay.
One day, I'll meet him.
Yeah. Just want to talk about one thing. So you guys are going on vacation.
We are.
And it's not without its challenges.
No, it's not.
Right?
No, it's not.
And everybody thinks when you go on vacation, you can just kind of pack up and get your stuff and walk out the door. But in your case, it's a little bit more difficult because you've had to plan for some other things.
Yes, we have. So
yeah.
my dear husband, I'm not choked up. Don't worry, listeners. I just got a little something in my throat. He has been diagnosed with kidney disease, and that has probably been about the last 10 years of our life.
Right.
But recently, he's gone into kidney failure, so we've had to go on what is called dialysis.
Right.
And so we've had to do some extra packing and some extra things to prep in order to be away for a week and off of an actual cycler,
right.
is called.
Yeah.
Lots of words that people, when most people think dialysis, they think of hemodialysis, so cleaning your blood through your veins, through your blood coming through and cleaning. In Phil's case, he's on what is called peritoneal dialysis, so his blood is cleaned through his stomach, through the peritoneal cavity.
Got it.
With solution. So we do that at night called nocturnal dialysis.
Got
Lots
it.
Of new things to learn.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah.
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 And so, you know, there's been a lot of planning and you were on the phone for quite some time trying to figure this out because it's just it's medications and all the stuff that have to come and travel with you. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, we are really looking you know, there's lots of people in the world who need a transplant and whether it be a kidney or lungs or but there is such thing as living donor with kidney disease and so that would be the best case scenario. I mean, you can live on dialysis a long, long time, but living donor gives you a better quality of life. And so if anybody is interested, if you don't mind, I would like to share.
Can you explain what a living donor is?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
So a living donor is, with living donorship, donors can live a normal life with one kidney. So you're donating your kidney, in this case, for kidney disease. Donors. So there's a few things that the Kidney Foundation wants you to think about before being a donor. So I just wanted to list that out. So you need to come to this on your own voluntarily with no pressure, clearly.
Right.
You must be in good physical, emotional physical condition, have a good emotional health, and have informed consent in order to be a donor. And there's no strict upper age limit, but you must be 18 years of age or older. And then really the referral process is there's a list of things that you would go through as a living donor, initial assessment to make sure, A, that your blood type matches, that you're a matching candidate. So then you go through some laboratory and diagnostic testing. And then the decision really is between you and the clinic, whether or not you're going to proceed and give. Right. Now, I'm not just saying this for Phil. This is something on my heart for anybody who's living with kidney disease or in kidney failure. I just wanted to bring awareness to the community to say there is such a great need.
Right.
Because with kidney failure, you right now you have to be on dialysis for a year before you can go on a deceased donor list. But a living donor, you could literally get a kidney as early as 6 months to
six
a year.
Okay.
So it there's a bit of a process to find out if you're a match, but you could do that for anyone.
Right.
It's quite an interesting twist in our life to sort of be here in this process.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Vanessa.
No problem. Now I'll tell you. So to find out more information, you can contact London Health Science Center Multi-Organ Transplant Program at 519-663-3552, or you can reach out to me at Peter Inch and Associates. This week, Steve will just take your name and number and I'll call you back. But you can reach out at Peter Inch and Associates and I can definitely give you more information. But that maybe was emotion.
That's okay.
We just want to wrap our arms around people who are in kidney failure.
Yes. Yes.
And help them.
Yes. Thank you, Vanessa. All right. That's sobering, right? I just want to make sure you two have a good time away and have a well-deserved vacation.
Thank you. Much needed. And it's going to be great.
For both you and Phil, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. Here, I'm going to ask you a question. Let's get more serious.
Okay.
Let's be more serious now. Hey, we had that question about the tankless water heater.
Yes.
So this is a great follow-up. One of our customers wanted to know this week, is a maintenance needed on a tankless water heater every year?
So it's a good question. I mean, tankless water heaters, everybody thinks that our water, we have great water. The water that comes out of the Great Lakes systems is spectacular. But it has hardness to it. So soft water is, if you look on a scale, is zero. And as you travel up that scale, it becomes harder and harder and harder. The Great Lakes that we get water out of, Erie and Huron, is about a six on the hardness scale. So all that means is that you're going to have some residue left so as that water passes through that heat exchanger and you heat it, there's going to be some residue left on that, the inside of that heat exchanger. So that will build up after time, like it does on your humidifier, on your humidifiers, on the pads and stuff. That's that scale that comes from that is all hardness from the water. So you have to get rid of that eventually. We do it every year just because, that's the best. I mean, you should not go more than 2 years without doing a maintenance on your tankless water heater.
Yeah.
We recommend annually, but you shouldn't go more than two. And if you've never had one done on your tankless water heater, I'm suggesting your capacity isn't as good as it used to be, and you'll notice a big difference once you have it done and we can get that residue off of there.
Yeah, this would be a great week to call.
Yeah, it would be. So keep in mind also that if you're in Kitchener or if you're in St. Mary's, they have very, very hard water. And if you put a tankless hot water heater in there, I mean, I'm suggesting you're going to want to put a softener before it, because if you don't, really the inside of that tankless water heater is going to turn into a stone within 3 or 4 years. So,
wow.
Yeah. The water is so hard there. Like it's up
and
in the...
You have experience with this, right?
Yeah. It's up in the 20 scale. So it's very, very hard. So they know it's hard. And because hard water affects your appliances, so your washer, your fridge, fridge dispensers, your shower heads, all that stuff is affected by hard water. So keep that in mind. And it's time for us to take a break. So you're listening to Peter Inch & Associates Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Our phone lines are open at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Vanessa's having a difficult time picking the theme.
Beat Vanessa. Yep. I don't know. That one was walking in the morning.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Oh, it's not actually. I make up my own song.
That's
names.
Okay. Yeah, good. Sorry.
So something about sunshine.
No.
Something.
No.
No
way. Not
eh?
About sunshine. No.
Not, what did he say? Not a winter vacation.
Not a winter vacation.
Hmm. Hmm. All my help is...
Oh, they're all bailing on you?
Callers. Oh, someone just said beach. Just beach. Beach, beach. That's what I got.
Can you give me a little bit more? Can you give me just
beach
a little bit
vacation?
More? Well, no. But
no,
it's very
eh?
Close. I mean, it's so close. It's...
I got to help
beach
her.
Sunshine.
I got to help
come
her.
On, help
oh, you're feeling
one.
Sorry
so
for
you
now.
Got the first. You're there.
I'm there.
So now think about...
Sunshine on the beach, walking on the beach.
What
beach
are you listening
sun.
To?
What are you listening exactly?
Like when I'm those... What were you listening
beach
to?
Beach music.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my goodness. That's hard. I should know how
welcome,
Peter's brain
welcome
works.
Welcome to the mind of Peter Inch, right?
Now you feel what you a steel feels
you
every
think of
day.
Anyone, I would know.
So you can imagine that when he picked that one time, he said, well, this is the music I listened to going to the curling club. Well, who would ever know that?
This is the music?
No,
oh, no.
No,
a while ago
a while ago,
he said.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
I was going to say, if he listened to this music, he'd be...
Right. Yeah.
I know he's listening now.
Yeah.
And sorry, Peter, for this, but I feel that you guys have to get back to him. So next time, you guys have to pick something
oh,
for
we
him.
Should pick music
that
for
is
him.
Extremely hard.
Extremely hard.
The music
hard.
I listen yes. when I'm cooking. Right. Something that you just know.
Oh, yeah, when I'm cooking. Cooking music.
Yeah.
Love it.
He will be like, wait,
but
what?
But not just cooking. Cooking while I'm standing, yep, yeah,
on my lawnmower after I cut my lawn.
I'm sorry, Peter, that wasn't my idea.
Make it this long, right? No, that's not right. You're close though. Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, he'll never let that happen, Juan. Just to let you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
right.
Amazing. Hey, even though those rebates are done,
yeah.
Tell me. So even though the rebates have stopped. Is a heat pump still the way to go when you replace your air conditioner?
What a great question.
Isn't it?
It
is. Is this your question?
So, I mean, air in my, this is Steve's personal opinion again.
We have a lot of that today.
We do.
We're not supervised.
So, I mean, the opinion is, and it's actually the opinion of Peter Inch and Associates. I mean, heat pumps are the way to go. Just think of it this way. Your air conditioner, when you buy an air conditioner in our climate, southwestern Ontario, it's not like we're in Florida or in the southern states where they need air conditioning 24/7.
Right.
But our air conditioners really only run about 2 months out of an entire year. So then they sit for 10.
Right.
A heat pump now in Canada is running almost 12 months a year.
Wow.
Right? So, I mean... In my own mind, just the fact that you always have an energy choice this way. So if you are, let's say gas prices drop again, well then that's fine. You can tell your heat pump, I don't want you to run now. I'm going to run my gas furnace now because the prices of natural gas are less than hydro. But if natural gas is where it is and keeps going where it is, I mean hydro is still the better way to go. So why not have a cheaper option to heat your home? Because the heat pumps we have right now are doing a great job. And I just think that, who knows? The government can mandate no air conditioners. I mean, I know there are people who are actively lobbying the government in Ottawa that they want heat pumps to be the standard. So there could be a standard heat pump or cold climate. At least the consumer still has a choice.
Right.
But there is lobbying going on about that because just like they did with the mid-efficiency furnace, that was legislated out and we only could put in high efficiency. They can do the same thing with air conditioning if they so desire. So I think it's a smart choice for Canada. But really, obviously the government really needs to take a look, and I'm sure they're doing a lot of research on this and figuring out, is this the best way for us to go? Because I know between InterCAN and HRAI and all those organizations, they're really just trying to do what's best for us. So
yeah. But we at Peter Inch and Associates, we'll give you a quote for both, right?
Absolutely.
We're gonna
if you want a quote for an air conditioner, I'll give you a quote for an air conditioner, as well as, you know, the benefits of a heat pump. But it's ultimately, it's always the consumer's decision as to what goes in their home, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We just provide information.
Yep.
I make recommendations and provide solutions, and then ultimately you still make decisions.
Yeah.
That's up to you.
That's great.
Yeah.
The inch difference.
Thanks. It's a good question. It's a good question.
Yeah. I have another one. You want me to go?
Sure.
My thermostat is reading humidity at 15%, but the external measure is 30%. So they have something else measuring humidity in their house as well. Would you come to check that the thermostat is working correctly?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting that your hygrometer in the house, maybe you've got one of those things that you've had for 40 years.
Yeah.
They measure humidity. I'm not suggesting that that's incorrect, but we carry digital sling psychrometers and digital meters to check that, because I get called out a lot because customers never called before when they didn't know what their humidity was. But now that they see it on these thermostats, they ask questions about it, and so they should. So, and keep in mind that could be the reading right at the thermostat, and wherever you have that other thing, it could be closer to the kitchen or a bathroom. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, we have no issues coming in and doing a humidity measurement in your home just to find out what's going on. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that we could do that. That we could go, you had a tool that could measure it.
I do have a tool
that's
that can
amazing.
Measure.
That's amazing. All these things.
And that tool also measures, it's an indoor air quality tool. So
I was going to ask about indoor air quality. Tell me.
It measures particulate. So it measures how much particles are in the air. It measures VOCs. It measures carbon dioxide. It measures humidity. So it measures all those things.
Oh, so then you can give your opinion on what that
home what's
may
going
need
on in
to
the
make
house.
Things
yes.
more efficient
yep.
when it comes to air quality.
When
that's
it comes
great.
To air quality. Yeah. It's great, right?
It is great.
And interestingly enough, too, just the other day, I was called out on a job where they have a commercial rooftop unit, and they wanted improved air quality in their office.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's great, because we can do that with rooftop units as well. So we can enhance the filtration and the ability of that rooftop unit to provide cleaner air for you in your office. So keep that in mind as well. If it's not just at your home, we can look after your office as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey,
good question.
Funny thing this week that happened is, so we know Peter's away.
Yes.
And so we have a fabricator making some metal in the back. And
Roy,
he had come up to me, and it's so funny. Like, Peter takes care of parts.
Right.
I take care of customers.
Right. Like,
I don't take care of parts.
No, it's true.
So he comes up and starts asking me questions about the furnace. He had a 38 MARBQ. I know it's hilarious that I know that, but he said it to me so many times that now that's like ingrained in my head.
Yes.
So that's a
heat
model
pump.
Of a heat pump.
That's correct. Yep.
And he needed a coil that would go with it. That was the one that was ordered was too high. So I had to get on the phone with the supplier. So here's Vanessa, supplier on one line, sales associate, comfort advisor on another line, Roy standing beside me, and everybody's trying to get me to understand what it is that we're looking for.
Got it.
We figured it out.
Yeah, you did, right?
It was really great.
And I picked that up and brought it to the office for you. It's
you
great.
Did. It was so great. But I hung up and I just felt like I had won the race. Like, I was like, woo, I did it. When is Peter back? No.
That's right. Somebody come into the office. Yes. It's true, though. I mean, there's lots of moving parts in an HVAC organization. People don't understand that it's not just your furnace and your outdoor condensing unit, but there's an inside coil as well, and it has to fit in the ductwork. So, I mean, if there's so much room in ductwork, so you have to make sure that these coils, which match the outdoor condensing unit properly and provide the right amount of heating or cooling capacity,
right,
and will fit in the ductwork as well.
Right. So here's another thing that was like an aha moment. So The supplier thought I had said that the heat pump was a 2-ton heat pump.
Right.
But it was a
2.5-ton
heat pump.
Right.
So the first coil he gave us was a 2-ton coil. Roy and I hang up, and then all of a sudden Roy's like, no, this isn't going to work.
Right.
And I was like, no, you're speaking a different language to me. I don't understand. And he's like, well, it's a 0.5-ton too small. And I'm like,
It doesn't mean anything to me,
yeah.
Roy. Yeah.
He's just like, call them back. Just you tell them and they'll fix it. Yeah. So they did.
Thank you
to Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie Allison, the carrier, just great. Yep, did a great job.
He slowed things down for me and
helped us out.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
But all the people at that branch are great. They're a great customer service as well. So we really appreciate them, right? Yeah. Well, look at the time.
Did we do it?
I want you to have an enjoyable vacation.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You will be missed, you know. I will try not to mess things up too badly. Vanessa gave me at least 2 pages of instructions of to-dos and what the bigger ones not to do. So I've got that. Hopefully I'll just make your life somewhat easier when you get back, when you go through all the stuff that I've done. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Phil, you have a good time, too. Just enjoy yourselves, okay? When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our other shows, go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of our homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.